Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of The Bone is Pointed, written by Arthur Upfield and read by Peter Hosking. The following morning, Boney began the practical part of his investigation at Car Weir. Bill the Better had found the working horses early and had them at the yards when Boney arrived at 7 o'clock. The Black Emperor was among them, but this morning it took Boney 10 minutes to catch, bridle and saddle him. Then he walked him across to the gate giving entry to Green Swamp Paddock and the road to Opaltown. The keenly interested groom, who had followed to the gate, even forgot to bet with himself that Boney would be tossed within 60 seconds. After a turn of pig rooting, the animal was given his head and the steam was taken out of him by a long gallop. He was now amenable to reason and was ridden along 100 yards beat, first at the gallop, then at a canter, and finally at a walking pace, before being returned to the yards and unsaddled. Boney was examining the tracks along the beat when the Lacys, father and son, joined him. Old Lacy demanding to know what was the idea. "I have to memorise the Black Emperor's tracks," Boney replied. "The shapes of his hoofs will not be like they were 5 months ago, but he hasn't altered the manner in which he places his feet on the ground. A book could be written on how individual horses walk and canter and gallop. To the expert, no two horses do these things alike. I forgot to ask, has the Black Emperor been ridden or run free in this paddock since Anderson disappeared?"
"No," replied old Lacy. "He's been running with the unwanted hacks in another paddock."
"Ah, then my task of finding his tracks made 5 months ago will be comparatively easy. But hang it, Boney, we all rode over this paddock hunting for the horse's tracks immediately after Anderson disappeared," objected young Lacy. And Boney was about to make reply when the old man roared,
"Since when have you dared to be so familiar with the inspector, lad?"
"Since yesterday," Boney got in. "You see, all my friends call me Boney. Eric is accounted one of them. What about you?"
"Do me," assented old Lacy succinctly. "Curse the misters and the inspectors and things. Come on, we'd better go in for breakfast."